Hey friends, it is Monday. Y'all know what it is. It is the Lit Southern Belle podcast with the one and only Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava. How are y'all today? The week just started, so y'all can't be bad yet. Please say you're blessed. Please? Okay. Look, I didn't hear y'all, but I know y'all said it. It's in my heart. So today, we are discussing... How do I introduce this to y'all? Why do I keep getting disrespected? And, you know, I felt a lot of disrespectful energy on the air. I hate to harp on the negative, but there are some things on our end that we allow happen, and it allows us to continue to be disrespected. And it's not saying that you're dumb, that you're inadequate, or whatever negative thing you want to pair with it. No, it's just, there's some things we just got to shut down ASAP. Now, today, yesterday, you know, it's just some stuff we got to just get rid of and tell people we not going to do and tell people we not going to allow them to do to us. And that's just, that's all. So, yes, that's what today is about. All right, my friends, and we are back. Okay, why do I keep getting disrespected? Mind you, I'm not the... I've asked myself this question most of the times, but also I see people complaining about their interactions with people that are running to, you know, people that they run into, not doing them right, this, that, the third. And these would be people who are just genuinely nice people. Yes, they catch an attitude sometimes, but they have a reason for why they catch an attitude. Or they have a reason for why they do what they do. You know, it's a defense thing. Because people, I don't know, I know some people who are really, really nice. People think that, oh, they're assholes. I'd be like, no, I got to know them and they not. They just, they feel like they being messed with. They about to put you in your place. And that's just how it goes. Watch your mouth. That's all I say. But no, I think my first conclusion I came to on why disrespect keeps appearing in our surroundings is because sometimes we let it. What I mean by that is there are some people that you probably should have cut off a long, long, long time ago. And you just collect them in your life because you may have known them for a while. They may have done a lot of things for you. And you want to still show that you appreciate that. And you feel that if you cut them off, that you don't appreciate anything that they get. Like, it's just like you show a disregard to it. I'm going to say right now, it doesn't matter how much a person does for you or how long you've been friends with them. If they're not doing you good, treating you well now, why does it matter what they did in the past? Because you can find someone who can treat you very nicely, support you as you, pretty much treat you how you deserve to be treated, and do those things that person did for you probably 10 times better. People don't realize that you can get so much better from other places. All you gotta do is just get the old shit out the way. People don't realize that, like, you keep harping on the old shit, you have no room for the new shit. You just sitting there with old shit. And it's just rotting. It's sad. It's real sad. But really, yeah, we just let it sit there. We let it happen. And, you know, my second reasoning to follow up on that is that we don't catch it in time. We think that, oh, slight little shades, like slight little, they say they're throwing shade, this and the third. You gotta be careful, friends, who be throwing a lot of shade at you, because god dang. Sometimes they be hating on you. And then second of all, it's just, there's signs that we see earlier of them just being flat out disrespectful. Something they probably done to you. You forgave them and y'all, got back on that. That's cool. I'm all for forgiving people. But also too, if they haven't shown any improvement on their behavior and they're doing the same old, that's disrespectful in itself. You sat here and you confessed how you felt and you want them to fix that. And, you know, my thing with when you make a connection with someone is that sometimes you have to tweak how you are because it will hurt someone else. Meaning that You probably can't say everything because it hurts people's feelings. You probably can't do certain, you can't move how you usually would move because turns out that that actually hurts people, or that actually just shows bad on your side, shows bad to them. And the thing is, you know, if you really care about someone, those are certain compromises and changes you will make because you want to keep that person in your life because that's how much love you have for them. Some people don't think about it that way. Some people don't think how a person like that would think. And when I say a person like that, I mean people think that, oh, if you rocking with me and I tell you some stuff I don't like, then you shouldn't bring that around me. That's gonna make our energies clash. And if you rock with me enough and you really, 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 like, you know, you loyal to me, then you wouldn't do those things around me out of respect for me. Some people feel like, no, that's not respectful. And if it's not disrespectful if I don't do it. And so there's little signs of that being shown, you know. But people push it to the side, sweep it on the rug because, hate to say it, and I've been guilty of this too, people think they'll change or they're not always like that. Maybe they are just doing this. We make excuses. That's really the second reason is we make excuses for why people are acting up on us. And 9 out of 10, they just trash. I'm being honest, like, they just trash. Like, if someone continues to keep acting up and turning up on you after you done told them what you don't like, what you don't like, where your boundaries lie, and they keep crossing the boundaries, like, we'll, like, draw another line in the sand and say, well, you know what, since you crossed this one, I'm gonna make another line. Don't cross this one. And then you cross that one, I'm cutting you off. And once they cross that line, too, it probably don't take them no time to do it. We still chilling with them. We still doing things where we still breaking our necks and breaking our backs and all this other random ass stuff. And it's just like, damn, they think we stupid at this point. They think we're real life stupid. And they have every right to think so because you warned them. Where's the punishment? Where's the punishment? And the third reason why I think a lot of disrespectful energy has came into the air is because we don't protect ourselves. And people are like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? What do you mean? Meaning that when you wake up every day, you have to have a covering over you that will really just block out all of that disrespect energy. How you carry yourself. When you walk into a space, people are supposed to know they ain't supposed to come at you at no sideways ass shit. And if they don't know that, you better work on it, because you're gonna have some lames come with you on some lame ass shit. And I really think that's true. How you carry yourself, how you walk up into a space and you don't make people kind of straighten up and act right, something wrong. Because I don't know. That's what I want to work towards. If I walk into a space, ain't nobody going to go test me, going to try me on no lame shit. I wish somebody would. And you ain't got to say nothing. It's just what you do, how you act. It's your entire presence as a whole. That's just gonna send a message to everyone. Don't try me on no lame shit if you want me to air this shit out. Because I don't give a damn. Some people are like that. They're just... And no, they never seen them fight, cuss, like, not cuss, but really, like, fight or cuss somebody out. It's just, they know, hey, I ain't finna fool with them because this, that, and the third. And I, you know, I get the energy from them that they really, you know, they'll put me in my place if I'm on some crazy ass shit. That's how it should be. Be intentional with your boundaries, really, because people will play with you and be like, I want to see what she does. I want to see what he does if I do this, this, and this. See if he really gonna go off. See if she really gonna, you know, pop me in my shit. She might. She might. That's the thing. Like, people don't realize. She might, and she probably will. But you over here playing, and now look at you. You got a bump on your head. Now look at you. Then got cussed out. Got your feelings hurt because you're trying to play. You have to show you're not playing games with people. How you do that? Don't play games with yourself. Don't play games with yourself. Like, I don't know. Like, I'd rather be a bitch than be some pushover or some like, oh, she's really sweet. I can be sweet, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather someone say, oh, you didn't look approachable at first when I talked to you. What you mean I didn't look approachable? Because I'm sitting here minding my goddamn business and I ain't worried about what's going on around me. I don't look approachable? Hold on, tone that down. I'm minding my business. I'm in my lane. I have my guard up because I don't know who in the room. I don't know if I'm a room full of snakes, from a room full of people who are actually going to invest in me. So right now, we got the guard up to see what's going on, to analyze the entire room. What's up? Because y'all not finna get me. That's kind of how, I hate to say it, it's sad, but that's kind of what you have to have. Because in a way, you on your own. Yeah, you got your circle, you got your crew, all this whatever, rah, rah, rah. But at the end of the day, you really on your own. Because the people you love the most can turn on you and be like, I'm done. I quit. What you gonna do then? You have to realize that you're on your own. You are the foundation. You have to build yourself up to know who you are and know what you're gonna stand for and know what you're not finna fuck with. Simple. Like, people haven't found that base yet. That's why they keep getting disrespected. Because their boundaries and their foundation shaky. If someone could come by and just tip your shit over, you can't be respected by nobody. You look weak. You look weak. I don't know what type of shit. No, it sounds harsh, but I'm just being dead ass honest. If someone can come and fuck with you and fuck your shit up and just make everything that you said that you're about be completely phony, you look weak. And you're about to be real disrespected real fast by anybody else that follows, because people be watching you. People watch how you handle people and people watch how they handle you. And sometimes people be knowing who you are even when you don't know. That's the crazy part. Yeah, you fuck with some individuals that probably now that know who you are, what you're capable of, and they may be in awe about it, and they may be mad as hell about it, because guess what? They're gonna be like, oh, she gonna be this dope person. She gonna be this, that, and the third. Let's destroy her. Let's sabotage her. You know what? Let's make her feel bad about herself. Let's do this, this, and this, because I don't want to see her succeed. I want to succeed. So I'm gonna take all her energy, all her power, all this that she got from her, and make her think she ain't shit. People do that. And the way you could have stopped that was knowing who the hell you were. Self-building. Take each and every block, build it with a strong foundation. So if someone try to come and tip some shit over and try to fuck some shit up, they can't. They get hurt doing shit like that. And you ain't gotta lift the finger. That's the funny thing. You just be yourself. Some people will move the fuck out your way. Because they see you not finna dim your light. You ain't finna turn down shit for them. Why? Get your weak ass out the way. Fuck. Like, you, why? Why? All right, the third reason. I think I just said the third reason. I think I tied it in. But I'm going to say it again. You don't know who the hell you are. Meaning that you don't know what you want to be, the 10th and the third. But you don't have, it's nothing wrong with not knowing what you want to be, because we're, what, 19, 20, 21, or however old y'all may be. But you don't have a basis. Some people, and I've seen this, I guess, just by being in school, that some people just don't have a moral compass for themselves because it wasn't instilled in them. Because you have to figure out for yourself what's disrespectful and what's respectful, because that's different for everybody. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they got to do this and this and they automatically this, that, and the third. That's just my preferences. Some people have different things of what's disrespectful, what's respectful, what's good, what's bad. You know, we live in a world where people can have their own opinion. So, you know, I'm just saying, figure out what rubs you the wrong way. Now, the thing is, once you figure that out, how you gonna express that? How you gonna address that? How you gonna cut that off and tone that down and tell them, hey, I don't like that? Because, you know, you can't say it like me. How you gonna say it? How you gonna put that message across to how I don't like how you did this and this? How you gonna express how you feel, what you dislike, what you like? Because honestly, funny thing is, a lot of people be coming up to us, and when they get to know us and analyze us, And while we analyzing them, sometimes they'll ask you directly, what bothers you? They may not ask it like that, but they may ask something along the line, what bothers you? What's your pet peeves? What's some things about you that I don't know? What's some qualities that you have? What's some downfalls that you have? That's analyzing as questions to knowing who you are. And you got to be real careful how you answer that, because it can always be taken twist and turn. But really, like, at the end of the day, the most important question you should really just be ready to answer is, what are your boundaries? And I hate to say it, but I know we're young. I know that, you know, being direct is still kind of scary for some of us. But that's a question you should ask anybody that comes in your presence, because I've said this before, it is a privilege for a motherfucker to walk up and be in your face and sit in your presence, and you spend time and invest time in them. Because you ain't got to. You really don't. People you hang out with, you ain't got to hang out with them. Who told you you had to? You wanted to because, what, they're nice. They you have fun with them, this and the third, all the etc. shit. But who are you going to pick and choose to be in your presence? And who are you going to pick and choose to invest your time with? Because once you spend that time, you don't get it back. So you definitely got to be picky on who you fuck with on a certain level. Because everybody really don't be fuck with you for the benefit on both sides. It's just their own. So you really got to sit and be like, my time is precious. My energy is precious. I'm just valuable as a whole. So who am I finna sit here? Who am I finna just let come and sit in my face and take up my time? You have to think of yourself that way. And some people don't, which is why they get fucked over. Because any and everybody's just running through. But also, on top of it, the third reason when I say you don't know who you are is some people don't know what they want out of future connections. And I say connections because I think I make it a more broad statement of just relationship or friendships. Because when you link up with people, it's a connection. Meaning that it can be intellectual, emotional, whatever else you want it to be. It could, you know, business-wise, whatever the hell you want it to be, that's what it is. Because you're linked to that person. Once you know that person and you've sat and exchanged with that person, that's an automatic link. That's an automatic link. You now know their name and know personal stuff about them, probably on a acquaintance level or higher. That's a link. It don't matter if you ain't seen them in 3 years, 30 years, 3 weeks, 3 minutes. That's a link. That's a link. People don't know what they want out of others. See, because some people don't know how they want to be treated, which is why they get disrespected. That's the fourth reason. Why do I get disrespected? Why I keep getting treated like this? How do you want to be treated? I don't know. What kind of question is that? What kind of answer is that? How you gonna complain about how you getting treated and you don't know how you want to treat yourself? Say it one more time. Say it again for me. Why people keep treating you like this? I don't know. You don't even know what you want. Sad. It's really sad. And I know people are like, well, I never really had no one talk to me like this, or I never really thought about it like that. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But this is the importance of sitting around and talking to people. And I hate to say it, talking to people that are older than you. Because in college, you in school with everybody. Not everybody's 18 to 24. Some people had lives before you. And life was their teacher before your professors were. And, you know, sometimes you hang with people who, sometimes you may meet teachers or professors that can actually help you with these things and how to maneuver, because they know we're entering a whole new phase of our life. This is our early adulthood. People say it should be the most fun time, but we stressed because we don't know who we are. And sometimes, I hate to say it, our parents were our biggest downfall for it. Not telling us who we are. just pouring off what they think we should do because it worked for them. And sometimes our parents are not the most open-minded people. We grew up and we learned that and realized, and that's also when we clash, but I digress. You have to know who you are. Some people were never taught that. So now they're picking up pieces for where they've been damaged from others along the way in their life. And they're just like, damn, what the fuck happened? Like, I'm such a nice person. I'm such a this, that, and the third. Just because you're a nice person don't mean you can't get disrespected. Disrespect does not discriminate. It really don't. I don't know why people think, like, I'm so nice. Why does this keep happening to me? I hate to say it. If you so damn nice, I see why it happens. Because sometimes y'all gonna hate me for this, but looking up the word nice, look at the synonyms for nice. Saw one of the synonyms was dumb. I don't want to be nice. I want to be accepting. I want to be welcoming. I want to have a positive vibe and energy to me, but I never want to be nice. Because when I hear nice, I hear you can do whatever you want, shawty, and I won't be pressed. No, because I'm going to be pressed as fuck. You do some shit and I don't fuck with. I would be pressed. I'm not dumb either. I know what you're doing and what you're not about to do that. I know how I want to be treated. Yes, I'm demanding. Yes, I'm hard to deal with. All right, and the person that comes along that wants to deal me for the long run, I know they ain't no weak. They ain't a weak one. I can't have weak people around me. I am not for the weak and sensitive. I am for the open-minded and the wise and just damn near what the fucking strong. I'm not weak. Yeah, I may get my feelings hurt. I may have some times where I'm just down and hurt and shit. But I'm not, like, you know, I get my feelings hurt. I get a little broken up, but I'm not fucking shattered. I just got a little scars, a little, you know, bruises and shit. I'm all right. But I am never broken. Just a little dented up. That's all. I'm not for the weak and sensitive. I'm not for the half-ass people. Because if I fuck with you, I'm about to fuck with you really hard. If I like you and I have feelings for you, I'm not about to half-ass how I feel about somebody. Who does that? I've been taught to go hard at everything that I do. Put my 150% in everything that I involve myself in. It's a commitment at this point. I know you, you know me. We're here. I'm not about to sit here and half-ass some shit with you. You're not getting half of me. You're getting my undivided. And if that's too much for you, you can go leave. I got time for people to be like, yeah, I want this, that, and the third. And when I give it to you, you're like, whoa, not like that much. All right, that's I just told you what you're scared for. So you really have to know deep down. Deep down. And the last reason, I guess, why people get disrespected is sometimes people don't respond. People feel like the best response is no response, which is true. Which is very true. But sometimes you have to let people know, because some people think like this: well, she didn't say nothing, so I guess she didn't care. And when you hear that, that's when you shut all that shit down. You when you tone that down. Because first of all, yes, I could sit in a place you embarrass me in public. I'm not going to cuss you out in public in front of people. Because why would I stoop to your level and do something as lowly as that? Then, on top of it, I'm not finna embarrass myself because you want to embarrass me. And you want to embarrass your damn self. Hell no, no. I'm going to sit here and let you get out whatever you had out. But when I get you somewhere and it's a proper setting, yeah, you're getting put in your fucking place. You don't know. And sometimes, I guess in a way, what some people have said when best response is no response is, They just don't hang out with them. They cut off all communication. No texts, no calls. Hey, the person texts them, hey girl, you want to meet up? They don't respond. And in that case, yes, the best response is no response. Cut them off completely. Act like they never existed. See, we got people who want to dip back in, dip in and out. And like, yeah, I'll fuck with you right now because I'm not mad no more. But then they do some more shit. You mad again. You like, I don't want to fuck with you. You can't be a damn yo-yo. You can't just be in and out. No. You mean what you say and you do that shit. You can't just say one thing the next because you're mad in your feelings. And then you're not mad in your feelings no more. So you're going to jump back to them like, oh, I'm sorry. Be cool. We're going to make up. Mwah, mwah, mwah. No. No. If you mad and you want to keep that person in life, then say, hey, I think that was cool what you did. I'm going to need you to apologize. I'm going to need you to do better. But also, too, I'm low-key punishing you for what you did because that was some grimy-ass shit. Meaning, you kind of pull back from them. You pull back from, you know, in every aspect. You don't be putting yourself around them that much. Because you need to cleanse yourself from energy like that. Keeping yourself around energy like that and jumping back to it so quickly, you only hurting yourself. You only hurting your goddamn self. And it's not cool to do. And then if you can't see yourself that you're solely just damaging them, then you've become dependent on that completely, on that entire individual when you don't need to be. And you damn sure probably don't need them. And now says that 10, you were the stronger half than they were probably. If they got to do all that, you were probably the stronger half anyways. You were probably the stronger half any goddamn ways. So what's the difference? What is the fucking difference? That's why you keep getting disrespected. Them five reasons right there. And if I hurt your feelings when saying these five reasons, then that's some improvement you need to do. Or something you probably weren't ready to hear, but you gonna hear it today because you clicked on the podcast, not me. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And don't forget to follow the Lit Southern Belle page on Instagram and also follow the Lit Southern Belle on Twitter. Or both pages will show you updates of when episodes will be released. Of course, you know the episodes will be released Monday and Wednesday, but also when they have been public? Yeah, there we go, public. You can also go listen to them then. Both pages have the links in the bio. And also, when we get to at least, like, I'm gonna say 250 followers, I'll start doing polls and getting more interaction with the audience on what y'all wanna talk about and what y'all are thinking just throughout the day. I want to, y'all my friends, I want to hear from y'all. And also don't forget to follow me personally at Mimi Nava, that is MIMI.NAVAH_. Stay flourishing, my friends.